It's time to talk some Oregon softball. They are doing some serious damage off an historic shutout sweep of Arizona, followed up with Tuesday's doubleheader sweep of Utah Valley. She's the southpaw, the ace, the pride of Anderson High in California, the Cubs. Very pleased to have Sheridan Hawkins on the line. Sheridan, really appreciate your time. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. It's no problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, I know you're on your way to Berkeley for tomorrow afternoon's game one against the Bears. First question is simple. Are you wearing your eye black at the airport?
I'm not wearing my eye black at the airport. I should be, though, but I decided to maybe this trip I would just wait to wear it until the game.
All right. So I mentioned the high school you attended, and you had a remarkable career. You were an All-American your final 2 years. Obviously, you were a very highly sought-after recruit. What were some of the other schools you were considering or pursuing, and why did you finally say, nope, it's Oregon, I'm heading to Eugene?
I was actually recruited a little late for what would be considered for softball, and so my choices actually came down to San Diego State and Oregon. That's who I received offers from, and it was just kind of like when I came to Oregon, it just felt like home. It was in the Pac-12 conference, one of the best conferences. I knew I wanted to play at a really high level of competition, and Eugene's actually only 5 hours from my hometown, so then it was kind of like my family could be at everything, so there was just a lot of great incentives to Oregon. It felt like family when I got here, and there were a ton of great academic support, and that was something I really was interested in having, and it just kind of like everything felt right when I came to Eugene for a visit, so that's kind of why I picked Oregon. It was awesome, and San Diego, you know, it's a great school, but I just felt like Oregon was a better fit for me.
Now, you sent out a tweet this morning. The subject was Monica Abbott, who played collegiately at Tennessee. She's from Santa Cruz. She was just rewarded for, you know, in essence, what the dominating force she is. For those not familiar, well, what could you tell us about her, you know, the contract she received, and how exciting this might be for you and your generation of high-level players?
You know, Monica Abbott is someone who's played in the Olympics. She also plays in Japan. She plays in the Pro League here. She's an amazing, amazing athlete and has done a lot of really great things. And she just signed a six-year, million-dollar contract with the Scrapyard Dodgers team out of Texas. And I think that is just a huge game-changer for women's softball, you know what I mean, to have someone sign a contract like that. And just, I think that it does great things for the sport. Obviously, you can just tell by that contract being signed that the sport's already getting out there. It's already being recognized more than normal. You know, for her to get a contract like that when most people are only paid a couple thousand in that league, you know, it's not too highly paid, but it's getting there. And I think that million-dollar contract is definitely something that is going to continue to push softball to be well-known, you know, to continue to grow. And I just think it's so awesome. And you know, she does a lot of great things for the game and takes a lot of steps in the right direction to get the game well-known and better. It's pretty exciting.
We're talking with Sheridan Hawkins, Duck Softball. So when you arrived, Oregon had a heck of a number one starter in Jessica Moore, who used to hold a lot of records until you came along. But I'm curious, what kind of role did Jess play helping you acclimate or adjust to playing and pitching in such a great conference like the Pac-12?
You know, she was a really good teacher. You know, she did a great job of helping me in the bullpen, you know, work on things, and was just a really, really great leader. And, you know, she's inspiring, her work ethic, everything about her. She was really awesome, and she was just kind of there for me as a freshman, you know, not really sure what's going on, and kind of everything I experienced was really new. So it was nice to have someone like her to show me the way and kind of show how it's done in Oregon and kind of set the standard.
Now, kind of the cycle repeats itself. Now, you guys have a terrific freshman from Wisconsin in Megan. When we had Coach White on, he actually compared her to Jess. So as a teammate and somebody who's walked in her shoes, how would you evaluate the kind of year she's having as a freshman?
You know, I think she's doing really great. I think she's, you know, hardworking as well, and she does a great job of mixing her pitches. I think she's having a really good year, and, you know, it looks great out there on the mound and gets it done.
Sheridan, there was an interesting article on you about a year ago, how you came to Oregon primarily as a rise ball pitcher. And, you know, you were kind of killing it. You had a perfect game against the Huskies, a low ERA. But Coach White felt you needed to make some alterations. So if you could take me through that process, what were the suggested changes and how open were you to make those tweaks despite the fact you were having a lot of success?
You know, I knew that this game, I feel like, gets harder and harder every year in the competition, and the Pac-12 gets better and better every year and around the whole country. So I knew that I needed to add something to my game. And so that started by just talking about, you know, establishing, at least having a drop ball, something to show, having a changeup to mix in so that batters and teams can't just sit on one pitch. So I was, you know, I was definitely open to trying something new. You know, it's a lot easier said than done, but I definitely have been trying to work on making sure that I can add those other pitches and continue to make those changes. I'm working on making the changes, but making sure I implement them in the game as well. And I think that it's really important. Like I said, this league gets better every year, and it's important to have something different to show.
We're talking with Oregon ace lefty Sheridan Hawkins. I want to go back to March 26th this year against Stanford. It's the second inning, and one of the studs, Jenna Lilly, gets hit right in the face by Carolyn Lee. What do you remember about the reaction of your teammates and maybe what was going through your head, because you were in your game day mode as the starter that day?
Right, that was a very, very unfortunate incident, and it was definitely a feeling of shock across the whole entire team. You never want to see one of your teammates get hurt, especially an injury like that, straight to the face with no. I mean, it didn't hit off anything to deflect it a little bit. So, I mean, it was just really, really shock, and it was sad. It was horrible to see, you know, but she's doing a great job of coming back and working hard. Just continue to try and support her the best we can. And at that time, you know, we just wanted to make sure she was okay. And, you know what I mean? Make sure she was okay and nothing too crazy, had to happen
right,
for her to recover.
Yeah, she got lucky. She didn't have to undergo a surgical procedure, and obviously she's back in the lineup and another great player. Listen, I know you're prepping to get on a flight, but I got to ask you one more question.
Okay.
You've been to the College World Series the past 2 years, and obviously you've put yourselves in a position to get back again. So what do you like about this particular group of Ducks that makes you think not only could you return to Oklahoma City later this month, but maybe finish the deal and, pull off the ultimate dream of a national title?
You know, I thought we looked really good against U of A, and I think we had a super solid weekend. So I think that, you know, seeing that this close to the end of the season is something that's really, really awesome. I think we do a great job of working all facets of the game, defense, offense, and pitching, which I think when you go to the College World Series, it's hard to just have a hitting team or just have a pitching team. It's important to have all three, and I think that's kind of something we're getting into. And also our defense is just amazing, and I think we talk about how defense wins championships. So, you know, I noticed that this year that our defense is just making just routine plays, but amazing plays as well. And I think that, you know, that's kind of something I'm looking forward to this year, and especially at the College World Series, I think that's something that will make the difference.
All right, she'll be back at home in the circle tomorrow at Berkeley. You can follow her on Twitter. Use the handle at SheridanH11. It's the only profile I've seen that claims someone is a sunflower lover. you travel safe. Stay healthy. Best of luck against the Bears this weekend, and thanks so much for joining us, Sheridan.
Thank you so much for having me. Go Ducks.
All right, take it easy. Travel safe.